That's the last bag, I think. I swear, it didn't seem like this much when I was packing. But thanks for helping me carry it up the stairs, mister. Yeah, I know I could just call you by your name, but I'm so used to calling you Ginny's dad. Hey, let me take the other one up. It's the least I can do. You're putting up with me for the weekend before we both go on a road trip before college. I want to feel like I'm pulling my weight while I'm staying with you and your daughter, you know? I know, I'm a guest. I just like to feel useful, like I'm helping you two out as well. And you can show me to my room, right? Wow, this is roomy. This house feels really big, you know? I guess since your wife ran off with her boss, it's going to feel a lot bigger, right? Oh, shit. Sorry. Didn't mean to blurt it out like that. It's just me and Ginny talked a lot when she skipped town. She's pretty candid about it. You might say it's a running joke between us? Jeez, that doesn't make it sound any better. Sorry, I didn't think... Whew. Okay, didn't want to make things awkward. So, mister, she said you've never dated anyone since then. Does that get lonely? It's been, what, 2 years now? Yeah, I can see how that might leave somebody a bit gun-shy. I'm totally intruding, aren't I? Just finding it a little hard to believe, that's all. You're a handsome guy and really nice, too. Why is surprised? What, you really never had somebody tell you that recently? Or you weren't expecting Ginny's nerdy friend to notice a cute older guy? Well, I am a nerd, let's be honest. You probably wondered, why couldn't Ginny be more like me? Head down in a book getting ready for her exams rather than partying? Yeah, my parents really pushed me to do my best. Very strict rules. Absolutely no distractions or fun. Of course, they just wanted the best for me, and it paid off when I got the results. Can't deny that. And now I'm studying astrophysics at a top-notch university. But sometimes I was like, okay, Mom and Dad, could you get off my back and just let me relax and live a little for like 5 minutes? Yeah, so Ginny, get me sane. She's a lot more extroverted than me, but I think that's why we make such good friends. We balance each other out, you know? Speaking of Ginny, is she still down the shops getting snacks for the movie tonight? Oh, right. So, we've got a bit of time, you know, just us, to chat? A bit close. No idea what you mean. I just, wanted to say, I can see how you've been looking at me since I pulled up. Maybe you've never seen Ginny's kinky best friend with her hair down before? Or wearing something that's even a little bit revealing? No, you're being really polite about it, but maybe I don't mind you looking. Maybe I wanted a handsome man to give me a bit of attention. Maybe I wanted you to give me a bit of attention. I mean, we've spent quite a lot of time together when I came around. You're really cool, you're single, you're good looking, and there were a couple of times... Like when I let myself in and saw you working out shirtless in the back garden. Or that time you came out of the shower wearing just a towel, and I just left to go shopping with Ginny, but I had to rush back and let myself in to get my hand back, and we nearly ran face first into each other. Times when I really noticed you. And you noticed me too, right? There were definitely some times I felt you glancing over at me, then looking away when Ginny came in. What did you think about? What did you want to do with me? Did you want to kiss me? Oh. Well, you know, saying Ginny's going to be back soon isn't the same thing as saying no, you know? Oh my god, I didn't. Is it okay that I didn't? Is that a yes? Come on, more than the lips. Get your hands on me. Yeah, squeeze my butt. Hey, get your hand right here. Yeah? No bra? I came here looking for trouble, Daddy. Sure, I can. Ginny won't be back for... Jesus! Hello, Ginny. Be right down. Later, okay? This popcorn's good. Hey, Ginny, what else do you want to watch? Is there anything left on the list of things that all three of us would like? Ginny? Aw, she's fallen asleep on the couch. Oh god, she's fallen asleep. Just us now. So, where were we? Well, I think I was just talking about how I wanted to do naughty things with Ginny's dad. Let's just move over so I don't wake her up. Say, sitting on your lap? You like how I look when I'm getting a little more casual? Just a baggy t-shirt hanging off one shoulder and tiny shorts. Shall we pick up where we left off? Of course I'm sure. Don't I sound sure? Listen, Daddy, I planned this. I never had time for a boyfriend, and I don't want to go off to university without, you know, while still being a virgin. I want to know what I'm doing. Don't want my first time to be with some random frat guy. I want it to be with someone I trust. And it's not just that. I've been a good girl for so long, I'm sick of it. I want to do something a bad girl would do. I want to do bad things with you. And I want to do bad things with me. Yes, I'm grinding on you. What, only now just noticed? Well, I think your cock noticed. And I feel you getting hard. Come on, Daddy. Let's sneak off now. Oh? Or you could do it right now. Put your hands on my ass. You could just slip aside these tiny shorts and my panties. Slip it in. I'd be quiet, I promise. Ginny would never... Oh, shit. Hey, you're... awake. You just woke up this moment? No, it's fine. Just hope we... I wasn't making too much noise. No, I'm not telling you how it ended. We can catch up later. Why don't you choose what we're watching next? Just take your time. Make sure it's something we all like. I'm just going to get some more snacks. We really worked through these, didn't we? Hey, mister, can you show me where you put them all? Come here. I know. Ginny's in the next room, but I don't think I can wait. I know it's dangerous, but I need it so bad, Daddy. I've been imagining this for weeks, but I never thought you'd actually agree. I thought you'd just pat me on the head and say how cute I was being, but I was just your daughter's friend. Let me down gently, you know? But I had to try. I'm glad I did. Oh, well spotted. I'm reaching down your pants, Daddy. Oh, it's so hard. Shit. Wait. No, it's fine, Ginny. Just be a minute. Getting a hot chocolate. Yeah, that's fine. I love that series. That whatever it is you just said. Put it on. Don't wait for me. Just got to let the kettle boil. Switching it on now. I'm just getting my hand around that cock. Oh, it feels pretty big. Do you think I can take it? Yeah, I've got a condom in my pocket right now. I told you I've been planning this. So we could do it right now. Here. Come on, it's so nice. body, and just the thought of it gets me so hot. Yeah, I know it's not like me. That's the point. I want to be sexy. I want to be daring. Let me get up on the breakfast bar. Lift my t-shirt up. You like what you see, Daddy? Yeah. Get a handful of my tits. Get your jeans open. Get that dick out. Oh, fuck. I'm so ready. Come on. Right here. Fuck me. Fuck your daughter's friend. Would it help you decide if I pull my shorts to one side and show to you? Yeah. My shave this morning felt so sexy. Getting myself ready for you. Stick it in me. Take my virginity. Yes. Come on, let me guide it. Huh?
No, don't come in. Because everything's fine, Jenny. Just took me a bit of time to find everything for your dad to show me where everything was.
Wait, put your cock away. Oh wait, cover up my tits too.
Yeah. I'll be right in. 30 seconds tops, okay? Cool.
Jeez, too close. How am I going to sit still and watch whatever Jenny puts on when I'm this wet? But later, okay? Hey, Daddy. Just thought I'd invite myself under your bed sheets. Took a bit of time before Jenny went to sleep, but I could sneak out. Yeah, I'm naked. I was too hot and bothered for clothes anyways. I'm ready. And oh, you're ready too. Very ready. Hey, were you touching yourself? Just squeezing that cock, thinking of me? It's so hot. But I'm glad I came in before you finished. Because this way, I can slip back down under the sheets and just suck this cock. No, I'm fine. Just took a little bit quickly. Feels different from practicing on a banana. Hey, not too loud. She's only next door, and I do not want to get stopped again. But make some noise, okay? You sound so sexy when you moan and groan like that, knowing it's because of me. Don't I grab the headboard that tight, Daddy? You might break it. Such a naughty sight, isn't it? Me, naked, under your sheets. You can just see my face as I suck you off. You're such a good friend to me, and such a good dad to Jenny. You deserve this. Of course. I deserve this as well, for being such a good girl for so long. I deserve this dick. Had to push me off. Couldn't take any more, Daddy. Flatter me some more, but I hope you can last for a little bit if I just get up, shake the sheets off. Yeah, do I look good? Sitting over you in the moonlight as I just line this lovely hard cock up. Wait, let me get the condom on. Okay. Try another one. I didn't see where that bounced off to. Okay, there. Do it. Go in. No, you're okay. Can't hear her moving. Feels good. Feels really good. My first dick. Hey, can you guide me? Show me what you like. Yes. just to hold my hips. Lift me up. Guide me down. Hey, make sure you're ready to cover my mouth, okay? I'm so worked up that I don't know if I can stay quiet. Oh, yes. Oh, it's sinking so deep. Hey, you need to do it a little harder, you know? It's been 2 years. Take all that sexual frustration out on me. Oh, you like my tits, Daddy? Like getting your hands all over them and playing with my nipples? Yeah. I have worn a bra all day to make it easier for you. My clothes have been rubbing on them, getting them so hard. Won't you help them feel all better, Daddy? When you pull on them so intense. Hey, I didn't say I didn't like it. What, you want me to rub myself? Show me how I do it? How I did it when I was imagining this? Alright. Yes, I rub it like this. In little circles. Feels totally different now to do it while you're thrusting into me. Oh, I'm not gonna last long. Oh, you want to help me play with myself? Getting a hand down there too, Daddy. No, I gotta stay quiet. Yes, yes, Daddy. I'm getting close. Gonna come all over your cock. Keep thrusting, keep rubbing me. Oh yes, closer. I don't know if I can keep quiet. The first time I've come from somewhere else. I mean, feels totally different. Wait, no. It's still quiet. Good. Because you haven't come yet, have you, Daddy? I'm a tease, but I'm not that much of a tease. Where do you want me? Like this? On my knees? Holding onto the headboard when you're behind me? Okay. Oh, this feels really naughty. I'm looking at the wall and Jenny's right behind it. You like the view though? You like me wiggling my butt? Can you see how wet I am? Come on, go in. Go off. Yeah, work it in. But just take me from behind. Just go for it. I want to make you come. Oh, yes, Daddy. I feel so good. You leaning over me, your chest against my back. Oh, you like my breasts? Like them just hanging down where you can just get your hands on them? Oh, yes. Kiss my neck. Oh, you're going faster. You're holding back earlier, won't you? Making sure I came first. You're such a gentleman. Yes, go faster. Wait, not too fast. I want the bed to knock on the wall. But faster. Oh, yes. I think I'm gonna... I can't... If I keep going like this, just take me from behind and... Oh, wow. I can see us in the mirror on the wardrobe door. That's so hot. Oh, yeah. Are you close, Daddy? Come on. Come in me. Please. I want to feel it. Oh, so good. Oh, wow. This feels so close. Oh, there you go. Gonna hug again. Come on. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy it too? Yeah, okay. Silly question. I wondered how it'd feel. How do you feel? I got myself so worked up when I was alone in bed, imagining. Can't believe it actually happened. It was so much better. Well, I want to stay here all night snuggling, but I forgot to get back in my room. Don't want Jenny asking where I am next morning. See you later, Daddy. Well, if I want to be ready for college, once won't be enough, right? It also won't be enough for you to work off 2 years of drought. And we've got a week of sneaking around time. Don't forget, I'm Jenny's nerdy friend. And we nerds never skimp on research. I'm just hanging down where you can get just fuck. Do not want to get stopped again, but make some noise, okay? You sound so next sexy when you fucking fuck.